The shower. We like to shower afterwards. I like the water hotter than she. And her face is always soft and peaceful. And she'll wash me first. Spread the soap over my balls. Lift the balls. Squeeze them. Then wash the cup. Hey, this thing is still hard. Then get all the hair down there. The belly, the back, the neck, the legs. I grin, grin, grin. And then I wash her. First the cunt. I stand behind her, my cock in the cheeks of her ass. I gently soap up the cunt hairs. Wash there with a soothing motion. I linger perhaps longer than necessary. Then I get the backs of the legs, the ass, the back, the neck. I turn her, kiss her. Soap up the breasts, get them and the belly, the neck, the fronts of the legs, the ankles, the feet. And then the cunt once more for luck. Another kiss, and she gets out first, toweling, sometimes singing while I stay in. God, they missed the line. Turn the water on hotter, feeling the good times of love's miracle. Then I get out. It is usually mid-afternoon and quiet. And getting dressed, we talk about what else there might be to do. But being together solves most of it. In fact, solves all of it. For as long as those things stay solved in the history of woman and man, it's different for each and better and worse for each. For me, it's splendid enough to remember past the marching of armies and the horses that walk the streets outside, past the memories of pain and defeat and unhappiness. Linda, you brought it to me. When you take it away, do it slowly and easily. Make it as if I were dying in my sleep instead of my death. Well, I'm sorry. Wow.